morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's hard times right now in Oklahoma, and these hard times have taught us a tough lesson. We can't trust the career politicians who got us in this mess to get us out of it. Isn't it time for someone new? Meet Kevin Stitt, a successful businessman, an outsider, a conservative, now running for governor.
I'm Kevin Stitt. I grew up in Norman. Dad was a pastor. It was faith and family. After college, I started Gateway Mortgage Group with an old computer and a dream. Today, we employ more than 1,100. My faith drives me, and my wife and my six children inspire me. I've solved big problems my whole life, and I don't think the career politicians know how to fix it. And that's why I'm running for governor, because Oklahoma's turnaround, it starts right here, right now.
Kevin Stitt, the conservative pro-life Republican for governor, paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service is wrapping up data collection for the 2017 Census of Agriculture, and farmers and ranchers who have not yet responded still have up until the end of July to complete the census. We caught up with the NAS Regional Director for the Southern Great Plains, Will Hundle, to discuss the process under which this data is compiled and the importance behind it.
We've been working since about the first part of May to try to get the responses across the counties up to about a 70%, 75% rate. We shifted into our phone response, non-response, as well as our field interviewing about the first part of July. So our hard date now is July 31st. We've got to have everything in and accounted for so we can move into our second phase of the census.
That next phase will officially begin on August 1st when NAS shifts gears from data collection to data analysis. During this phase, the integrity of the information collected across all commodities will be confirmed to ensure the accuracy of the data that will eventually be funneled into a final report scheduled for release during the first week in February 2019. Hundle says the information in this census is used by virtually everyone in the industry in one way or another and is integral to shaping the different programs and policies at the USDA and beyond.
Well, the Ag Census measures the structure of agriculture, how it changes, who the people are, where they are, what commodities we're producing. So as the surveys that we do measures, you know, the acreage that's planted to crops or the livestock inventories or the economic environmental impacts, the census measures who we are, what we're doing, where we're doing it, and how we're doing it. So it really defines some of the programs that USDA develops to help meet the needs of the agriculture industry. So it is the most comprehensive data set. It doesn't just provide data for the big crops or the big livestock, but it covers all the fruit, nuts, specialty crops, and every other aspect of agriculture. It's used for all kinds of policy changes and programs, supports. Communities use the information to help get grants and things. So it's who doesn't use the information is probably the better question.
Hundle encourages producers who have not yet responded to do so as soon as possible before the July 31st deadline by phone or via the internet.
Every response counts. We're looking for anyone that has the potential or has the sales of $1,000 to meet the USDA definition of a farm. And of course, you can call any of our regional field offices. We're here to help. It's anything we can do to help get that form filled out and completed.
You got farm news on Ron.
It's a special cow sale at Apache Auction Market Saturday, July 21st at 12 noon in Apache, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 100 head of fall calving Red Angus heifers, AI to Hereford bulls, with all the vet work done by Dr. L.D. Barker. To view and bid online, go to www.apacheauction.com, or for more information on buying and consigning cattle, call 888-926-9696. The Apache Auction Market special cow sale, July 21st. First, Apache, Oklahoma.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.